When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Laughing Fog. Portland's 1964 vanishings. Clown voice entity mystery. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I'm your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we venture into the mists of memory, to a city often associated with lush greenery and quirky charm, Portland, Oregon. But beneath that vibrant facade, history holds shadows, and some of those shadows are woven into the very fabric of the air itself, especially when the fog rolls in. This is the eerie tale of the Laughing Fog. The year was 1964, a time of burgeoning social change, but also an era that, in many ways, felt simpler, more trusting. Portland, nestled between rivers and mountains, was a growing port city, its economy driven by timber, shipping, and industry. As the sun set, factories hummed, and shift workers, tired but steady, made their way home. Our story focuses on a particular night in November of that year, a night that began like many others, but ended in a chilling, inexplicable vanishing. Four women, colleagues and friends, had just completed their evening shift at a textile factory on the outskirts of the city. Their route home was a familiar one, a walk they had made countless times along dimly lit streets, past quiet residential areas, and through the often present damp chill of a Pacific Northwest autumn. On this particular night, however, something else had settled over the city. A fog. Not the usual thin, misty veil, but a dense, suffocating blanket that swallowed streetlights, muffled sound, and reduced visibility to mere feet. It was the kind of fog that disorients, that plays tricks on the eyes, making familiar landmarks dissolve into an indistinct grey. The four women, Mary, Eleanor, Susan, and Patricia, huddled together, their laughter and chatter initially cutting through the oppressive silence of the fog. But as they walked deeper into its embrace, their voices grew quieter, their footsteps more tentative. The world around them had ceased to exist beyond the immediate few yards illuminated by their collective will. Then they simply vanished, all four. Their disappearance sparked a massive search effort. Family, friends, police, and volunteers combed the routes they would have taken. Search dogs struggled in the thick air, their senses dulled by the pervasive moisture. The fog itself seemed to actively impede the search, clinging to the ground for days, a silent, mocking accomplice. After weeks, then months, of fruitless searching, the case went cold. The four women were presumed lost, victims of the unforgiving elements, or perhaps a more sinister, yet untraceable human predator. Their names became whispers in the quiet corners of the city, another unsolved mystery swallowed by the mists of time. Years turned into decades. The memory of the missing women faded into local lore, a haunting story told in hushed tones. But the story had an unheard chapter, a chilling piece of the puzzle that wouldn't emerge for nearly 50 years. In 2013, an elderly woman living quietly in a nursing home on the Oregon coast, racked by a lifetime of guilt and tormented by waking nightmares, began to speak. Her name was Evelyn. She had been the fifth woman in that group that night in 1964. Evelyn, frail but lucid, confessed to her nurse and eventually to authorities that she had been with Mary, Eleanor, Susan, and Patricia that fateful night. She had somehow become separated from them in the pea soup fog, just moments before their disappearance. She had always been too terrified, too traumatized to speak of what she had seen. But now, in the twilight of her life, the need to unburden herself became overwhelming. Her account was not one of a simple separation, nor of a human attacker. It was something far more bizarre, something that defied rational explanation, and yet resonated with a deeper, primal fear. Evelyn described the fog that night as being unnaturally thick, almost sentient. It didn't just obscure, it felt like it was pressing in, whispering, surrounding them. She remembered the women's nervous laughter, quickly turning into hushed whispers as the mist grew impossibly dense. She said she felt a growing sense of disorientation, a feeling that she was no longer walking on solid ground, but through an endless, shifting gray void. Then she saw it. Or rather, she walked into it. Evelyn described a figure that seemed to coalesce directly from the fog itself. It was man-shaped, she insisted, but not solid, made entirely of the swirling mist, like a pillar of dense, ethereal smoke. It stood directly in her path, blocking her way, its form indistinct, shifting, almost breathing with the subtle currents of the fog. There were no discernible features, no face, no eyes, just a human-like outline composed entirely of vapor. And then it spoke. Evelyn recounted the voice with a shudder that permeated her frail frame. It wasn't the voice of a man, nor of any living creature she had ever heard. It was deep, guttural, yet oddly tinny, like a recording played through a cheap speaker. And it laughed, a booming, echoing, unnatural laugh that seemed to reverberate not just in her ears, but through the very bones of her body. And the voice, she clarified, was unmistakably like that of a clown, a jovial, yet utterly terrifying clown's voice, devoid of any genuine mirth, filled instead with a chilling, boundless amusement. She froze, paralyzed not by fear, alone, but by the sheer unreality of the encounter. The figure made no move towards her, but its presence was overwhelming, suffocating. The laughing voice filled the void, twisting the air around her. Evelyn couldn't explain how she escaped. She recalled a sudden, desperate surge of adrenaline, a primal instinct to flee, and she stumbled, falling backward into the unyielding grey. When she scrambled to her feet, gasping for air, the fogman was gone. Her friends were gone. She was utterly alone, adrift in the impenetrable mist, the clown's laughter still echoing in her mind. She ran, blindly, until she stumbled out of the densest part of the fog and found a familiar street. Too terrified to speak, too rational to believe what she had seen, she had told no one, internalizing the horror, believing it was a nightmare, a hallucination brought on by fear and the oppressive fog. But Evelyn's confession sparked a chilling realization. That night in 1964, the fog wasn't just exceptionally thick in Portland. It was notorious. Reports from police, emergency services, and even hospitals from across the city confirmed that the fog had caused widespread mass hallucinations. People reported seeing strange figures in the mist, hearing disembodied voices, witnessing impossible occurrences that vanished as quickly as they appeared. It was dismissed as fog-induced delirium, a collective psychological phenomenon brought on by extreme disorientation and lack of sensory input. But Evelyn's account lends a horrifying new layer to these forgotten incidents. What if they weren't just hallucinations? What if the fog itself was a medium, a curtain drawn back just enough for something else to step through? What if the laughing fog was not just a meteorological event, but an entity or a condition that allowed interdimensional beings or entities from a reality just beyond our own to manifest? The idea of a being composed of smoke, speaking with a clown's voice, is deeply unsettling. Clowns, symbols of joy and laughter, when twisted into something sinister, become truly terrifying. The laughter, rather than comforting, becomes a weapon, a declaration of malevolence, a sound of utter indifference to human suffering. It is a sound designed to mock, to disorient, to drive mad. The missing women were never found. Their fate, long attributed to the elements or a human predator, now takes on a far more monstrous implication. Were they swallowed by the fog man? Did they too hear the impossible, mocking laughter before they vanished into the swirling grey? Evelyn's confession, as bizarre as it sounds, provides the only clue, the only glimpse into what truly happened on that night of unnatural mist. The city of Portland still experiences its fair share of fog. But for those who know the legend of the Laughing Fog, those misty nights carry a new, unsettling weight. A reminder that sometimes the air itself can hold dark secrets, and that laughter, when heard from the swirling depths of an unnatural mist, can be the most terrifying sound of all. Thank you for joining me on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, stay vigilant, and remember, some truths are best left in the shadows.